Why is it that when I sit down to do a brain dump, when I purposely decide to sit down, get all this garbage out of my head, the second I put my butt in the chair, all my thoughts, they go away. It's like they all run and hide. It's like he's trying to kick us out. Everybody scatter. Let's fix that. You are listening to ADHD Big Brother, the podcast for adults struggling with their ADHD and comorbid depression symptoms. I'm your host, Russ Jones, author of Descending to the Top, believer that you can actually have a smile in your life despite this diagnosis. So let's make some sense out of this struggle. Let's learn some stuff. Let's laugh at some stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, here's some stuff. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I hope you're having a great week this week. Not just this week. I hope you're having a great week every week. I hope every single week has been a great week for you from the moment you were born until today. But specifically, I'm just hoping that this week was especially good. But how are you doing? I mean, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? These are tricky times that we live in. I don't know what time you're living. I say tricky times. What does that even mean? I don't know. But we're going to figure it out together as a team. Let me begin the process here by giving you a mental health update, okay? Because those are fun to do, right? Let's crack open my brain and I'll tell you what's been going on in there. I have a psychiatry appointment coming up in a month. Thanks for checking in. I love how it's like, oh yeah, you need some mental health assistance? Great, let's get you in. Oh man, how's next year looking for you? And I'm like, I'll probably figure this shit out on my own by then. So, but you know, I kind of want help today, like right now, but that is not how the system works. We must play along with the system. So I'm noticing that I'm taking multiple meditation breaks during the day. So rather than being like bedridden with depression, the medicine's working. So that's good. I'm happy with that. The struggles and the thoughts are still there, but instead of this huge dread and lying in bed, I've been productive with that lying down time. I'm like, okay, if my energy is gone and I'm going to lie down, well, then I'm going to do a guided meditation. I've been doing lots of guided meditations. I do like pleasant music and being guided through a journey. So I've been doing some cord cutting meditations. I've been doing some meet your spirit guides meditations, checking in with my higher self, learning to let go of things, let go of people, check in with my intuition. But it's really just me taking a nap with someone else controlling my thinking. They're spiritual naps, okay? The work is happening in my subconscious while I'm snoozing. Do you guys do meditations? What's the app that you guys use for your guided meditations? I think I need some new spirit guide ones. If you guys are into that, contact me or contact me through the community. Because you can do that now. I set it up to where you can actually sign up, create an account in the ADHD Big Brother community for free. You can create a profile, you connect with members, and there's a few spaces that are available for non-paying members. So you could sign up, you could leave it in the chat there. I'll create a prompt in there. That'll be fun to do. I'm hungry for new meditations. I use Insight Timer, this isn't an ad. It's just the app that has meditations on it, has good qualities about it, has bad qualities about it, whatever. What's the one that you use? Do you recommend anything? Or even better, what's the meditation that you love the most? That's actually a great idea. Okay, now I'm bubbling up with some ideas. Okay, I'll put in the chat, I'll put my favorite cord cutting one in there and my favorite spirit guide one. I mean, who doesn't want to meet their spirit guides or guides? Maybe you have multiple of them. Did you guys even know that they're out there? I will say this, I don't know if there's a religious thing to that where you have to be careful because of your religion or something, but at its core, I am such a visual imagination metaphor person, and even if it's all bullshit, it's the imagination journey that in those moments, if I go with it, it helps alter my mood, which is really what it's all about for me. That and napping. Oh, great dream-filled naps. Okay, so that's a big old meditation bird walk. So let's talk about the brain dump. That's why we're here. That's a source of problem. A problematic source? It's a problem for a lot of people, myself included, and it's fresh on my mind right now because, oh my God, I got so frustrated by it this week. One thing that we do in the community is it's daily accountability. So what's the thing that we want to make sure that we get done today? And then we all support each other on that. So one of the days I'm going to brain dump. I felt like I just had a lot of to-dos, ideas, and they were clogging up my brain. So I was like, okay, today my thing is I'm gonna do a brain dump. It's an event. It's a to-do, and I'll to-do it because I don't want to lose my streak, right? And so I'm on 85 days in a row right now as of the writing of this. And we're all on our way to getting 100 days in a row, which is Skull Spaghetti Mastery. And I went down to sit down to get all this shit out of my head. I set a timer, had my bullet journal out, and I maybe wrote 10 things down. And that was it. And I was like, really? That's it? This brain dump is over? What? There's easily 1.5 million things that swirl around in my head at any given time. But my thoughts, they're like cockroaches. Like the second I turn on the lights on in my head, they scatter. So I'm sitting there in this blank room going, I know they're here. I've seen them. I know they're here. But they're all hiding behind the refrigerator. It's such a bizarre phenomenon, isn't it? These brain dumps, it's these efforts at unburdening myself to eliminate the feeling of overwhelm, to manage my life and make sense of the world and what things I need to do that are important to me. So, and when I'm actually trying to do the work, I'm hindered. It sucks. So it would seem to me, and you guys can feel free to correct me if you think I'm wrong. I don't think I am though, but I don't think that brain dumping is necessarily a task. I don't think it's necessarily an event. It might be a goddamn journey. A brain dump for me, it's not something I can sit down to do. It's an ongoing purging of thoughts and ideas as they occur. When those cockroaches come out in the dark, I need to jump on them. Return those library books. Okay, get out quick, get out my bullet journal, open it up to the brain dump page, return library books, and that cockroach is squished. And then I get permission to forget now and relieve myself of the anxiety of saying, oh, crap, I have to remember to write that down at some point. Or, oh, God, that hasn't happened yet. When will I ever get my shit together? Whatever you want to call it for you, I would strongly encourage some methodology where you capture your thoughts. I use a bullet journal. You do whatever you're going to do. I'm like an old grandma. You do whatever you're going to do. Maybe you put it in an app. I don't like apps, but everybody has their own way. And you do whatever works for you, sweetie poopsicles. Get those ideas, those thoughts onto like your spider web. You trap them so that you can go about your day and chew them up later. The more that I live with this skull spaghetti and the more that I realize how I want to be able to do a thing and how I actually achieve success with doing a thing, are often two different things. Yay. Some people might call it a master list. I like brain dump because it's like taking out the trash, all that garbage that swirls around. I like to get it out. And so it's not just to-dos. It's also dreams. It's also stuff to process. Like there's a thought I had about a person that I feel isn't in alignment with my greater good. Okay, I write that thought down. I'll deal with it later. And I'll be intentional about it later as opposed to spiraling about it now. The brain dump, it's a way to tell ourselves, hey, I care about this thing, this idea, this to-do, and I'm writing it down. And that's a gesture to myself that says that I care. I care enough to put it down because I want to remember, but I have other shit to do right now. And that's my big takeaway for this week. Instead of thinking of a brain dump as this one-off just to clear out the clutter in my brain, only to have those thoughts scatter when I want to get them out, I'm thinking of the brain dump as a process. It's a journey, a wonderful adventure of your mind, murdering the neuron cockroaches as they appear. We'll show those grimy brain creatures. I just turned into like an old narrator. We'll show them, and then maybe it will add it to our weekly planning session. And then maybe we add it to our weekly planning, right? We could use an Eisenhower matrix, make some sense out of it all, categorize them into categories, or, you know, emails to send, appointments to set, cleaning stuff. We can group it into groups. I like how it's a verb and a noun. It's a grouping of groups. We'll group the groups into a group. Stuff to do at my computer, fucked up thoughts to process with my therapist. You know, it's once we have our thoughts out of our head and in front of us in some way, then we don't have to worry about anything scattering. We can look at the entire spider web of all the thoughts that we captured and collected, and we don't have to worry about remembering stuff in that moment. We can sit down, set a timer, and actually see it all in front of us. Oh, it's glorious. And it becomes this living, breathing document that gets added to, things gets crossed out. And then there's processes for all these as we chunk down and we, you know, projects and blah, blah, blah. But this is the brain dump aspect. So my challenge to you would be to set up some kind of capturing system. What are you going to use to trap your thoughts? Get them out of your head. Do you do that already? Do you have an exciting, cool way? Like Greg in the ADHD Big Brother community, he uses an app. There's a couple of people in there that are using apps. I use my bullet journal. I'll put that in the public chat too. Chime in, get some ideas. How do you do it? And let me reiterate that if you head over to the ADHD Big Brother community, links in the show notes and all that stuff, and you want a taste of what we're doing in there, we're an active group of adults with ADHD who are, we are doing the things that we say we're going to do. Oh my God, if you're an adult with ADHD and you really want to start taking action in your life, get started on things, getting ideas on how to be more productive in ways that work for you, and getting fucking top shelf support from myself and others. I mean, I don't know how else to talk about it. I would say get in there and just try it out for a month. See for yourself. I don't just own the thing. I'm also a very active member. It's almost like I have ADHD and depression and I need the support as well. It's freaking crazy, man. Alrighty, guys. Get those brain dumps going. Let me know how it goes. And that will do it for this week. It's a nice quickie, easy. I hope you all have a fantastic week. And I will talk to you later.